CBS News Special Report.
I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
Kamala Harris made it official on the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. She detailed differences with her Republican rival, former President Donald Trump.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
And she warned,
the consequences of putting Donald Trump back in the White House are extremely serious.
Mr. Trump will make another stop in Arizona today, where he could get the backing of independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
There are rumors that he's going to make an endorsement. That would be a great honor for me.
Kennedy withdrew his name from the ballot in Arizona last night. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next?
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest. Four hotel security guards charged with killing a man in downtown Milwaukee this summer are pleading not guilty. Todd Erickson, Brandon Turner, Herbert Williamson, and Devin Johnson Carson were in court yesterday. They face felony murder charges in the death of Devontae Mitchell. Prosecutors say they held Mitchell down and suffocated him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Grand Rapids Fire Department has a new drone. News 9 reports the drone was completely donor-funded. It has infrared and heat-sensing technology that can assist in rescue operations. The drone will help firefighters during a wildfire to tell where hotspots are located and can even detect a person's heat signature from several miles away. The land that had previously hosted Country Jam every year has been listed for sale. It's being sold in two parts, with over 100 acres available in total. The main portion of the land, that includes the stages and main festival, is listed at $1 million for more than 80 acres of land. The other lot of over 20 acres is listed at $500,000. The land is being sold in two pieces because the larger portion of it sits in a floodplain, which means nothing can be built on it by new owners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. It's a Friday, everybody. Let's have some fun. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together.
We do.
We're going to have some fun today. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our friend Mother Nature and our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm great. It's Friday. Yay.
I thought he was calling you Mother Nature at first. I'm like, what's happening here?
It's all mixed up. Can I be honest with everybody? I am playing hurt today. I am on some heavy antibiotics. And I did not know there were side effects to antibiotics, but I've been being nauseous and my equilibrium is all over the place.
Well, if you would eat and, them.
That's a whole other thing. That's I don't know if those two actually have anything to do with each other, Tara. No, they do. They actually, that's a very smart point by you.
You clearly need to be mothered.
But I just between the three of us, okay? Just between us, I've been doing my whole show, been on radio all morning barefoot. Like, I've been barefoot.
You know,
this whole
I noticed
morning.
That when I came in, I'm like, why are his shoes laying in here?
And then
I
saw you come off. Balance is all funny. I'm like, I'm falling over in the chair here and everything. It's all weird. I'm just lucky I called Brittany. Brittany, I'm lucky I got that part right. Brittany, I'm sorry to keep you. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. I'm actually barefoot, too.
So nice.
Yeah, except you're probably at home.
Yeah. helps. That's still, okay. Still, don't mess with Team Barefoot. Team Barefoot, yeah.
We're Team Summer here this weekend. Yeah. We're already barefoot and ready for the beach. So here's what's happening. We've got temperatures today climbing into those upper 70s, flirting with about 80 degrees. So we're going to feel the warmth, but the humidity does not get here today. So a comfortable warm, partly sunny, few spotty showers are up north. So if you're headed out of town for the weekend, keep in mind that tonight you could run into some scattered showers north. Otherwise, you should stay dry today. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Some patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning. But we have a beautiful day, mostly sunny and warm on Saturday. Highs will climb into those mid-80s, and this is when we're going to start to feel the mugginess start to creep in. So a little more humid on tomorrow. Then we do have a chance for a few spotty showers tomorrow night, mainly overnight, so they're not going to dampen any of our plans. And the sun returns in full force again on Sunday. High temperatures nearing 90, and this is when it's going to be very humid. So pretty uncomfortable summery Sunday for us. And then, of course, that holds as we go into Monday. In fact, it even gets warmer into the low 90s with the heat index so high that it's going to be feeling like the mid-90s to start next week off. So summer is really, really coming back in full force, you know, before fall really starts to settle in. I feel like Mother Nature likes to have a battle zone, and yeah, that's where we live.
Yeah, you should probably stop.
Mother Nature, it always seems, at least it seems like this in recent memory, there are those last weeks or whatever where just getting out like we have all these extra temperatures.
Oh,
and we just
got to
use them before they go expire or something.
Although,
we're getting them out there.
I will say high school football kicked off here last night, and it was a gorgeous night, and it was so nice, and I'm like, oh, bring on fall.
Yeah.
You know, here we are.
Looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it, that's for sure. Brittany, we appreciate you. Have a great barefoot weekend. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk again on Monday.
Thanks. You too. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot.
Let's talk about something.
Sure.
I mean, I think that when you're prescribed something, like on the bottle, well, first of all, they give you a little printout that tells you the side effects.
Yeah, they do.
Put your reader glasses on.
I should do
that. And they also put a little sticker on it that says best taken with food.
Yeah. Well, they all, but
you can
they
just munch on a few crackers.
But they see now these,
you'd rather be nauseous.
No, I just forgot. What about that factor?
How do you forget?
They forget to eat all the
time. Did you take the pill?
I'm not the only one. Yes, I did. I did remember to take the pill.
Put the little thing of soda crackers next to the pills.
Soda crackers. There's some Ritz crackers right there.
I mean, like.
Crackers count?
Well, sure.
Okay, because I like those. I can handle that.
Okay.
I will remember to do that. I am making a mental note about that. Our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties is so helpful, even down to this level, where the CEO of the company is going around and helping people with their medications. It's so kind.
No, I'm not. Only you.
Only me. I'm spoiled. I'm lucky. We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. Looking forward to that. A little after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We got free Culver's for you. All you got to do is get our TV theme song right. We'll have that for you a little bit later. Also, Terry and I are going to get into a couple of other fun topics. A study found getting married helps men live longer. Women, well, I don't know. We'll look into that one. Yeah, it is rude. It is.
Actually, we were already living longer than you anyway.
That's a good point. The great sign war that is happening in Morehead City, North Carolina, we got to talk about. It's actually kind of a funny situation that's going on over there. And we got four ways to get ready for fall. Huh? Four ways. We got that coming up.
I am ready. There is no getting ready.
I thought
I'm
you
ready.
Might.
I am ready.
Stay ready to get ready. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a little entertainment news. We're talking Dancing with the Stars, Dolly Parton's marriage advice, and some other fun stuff we got lined up for you. We'll let you know what's new on your small screen and big screen. A little later in the 9 o'clock hour, State Fair husband calling contests. I want to talk about this, Terry.
It's like, okay, so there's like pig calling and husband calling.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I have not pre-read a lot of
that's
that.
That's hilarious.
One, so we'll look into that. I do want to remind everybody that we are at the Central Wisconsin State Fair today. Come on down, say hi to Melissa and the gang. She is over there in our booth at the Expo Center. It's been a blast. We've had a lot of fun. The fair is going through the whole weekend, everybody. So get down there, take in some great fun events, get some good food in you, buy local, support local, support those vendors around there, and stop by our booth and say hi. We're looking forward to talking with you, looking forward to catching up with you a little bit and getting a little bit of your story and your Wisconsin story. Also, maybe signing you up for the newsletter. And most importantly to us, interacting with you, talking with you. You know, whether it's there is no good or bad, it's all data to us. We just want to talk with you and looking forward to it. Again, our booth is at the Expo Center. You can't miss it. Come on by, say hi, and spin the wheel, maybe win some merch.
And I'm not going to lie, the best cheese curds you will ever eat in your life. And I am not like typically a deep fried stuff person, but those cheese curds there, stop and say hi to Melissa and get some cheese curds.
We actually got set up right by the food, right by all that. So it's really cool. Yeah, you can't miss it. And you don't miss out on not only having a great time at the fair, but stopping by and saying hi to us. We appreciate everybody for doing that. And a shout out to Melissa and the gang. I know Pam was there yesterday as well. Ashley stopped by. Our whole team has been there the whole week. It's been a lot of fun. We appreciate everybody there that hosting us as well at the State Fair. It's some really good workers
tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Daughtry's going to be there tonight, so go ahead and check that out, everybody. Terry, I wanted to kick things off talking a little United Way with you. I know that this is an interesting time for you guys.
Yeah, so we are just getting ready to kick off our fall fundraising campaign, and in some cases, you know, we already have we had a lot of chaos going on. We're getting new windows in our building, and you know, from some storm damage we had, and there was just all this fun stuff going on, and a gentleman stopped in, and he said, "I'd just like to make a donation." And I was like, "Oh, this is so, you know, it's just, it's really nice."
That's really cool.
You know, it's, we are ramping up. So campaign does officially kick off September 1st. But of course, we are collecting donations now and honestly, any day.
Yeah, any day.
But that's really where our focus is. Earlier this week, we were able to gather those from local businesses that help run and organize their workplace campaign. And so we had 53 people attend our training on Tuesday, which was really fun. Yeah. We were able to get materials out to everybody, and you know, they can be hopefully are back at their workplaces, and you know, making a plan for what's happening within their workforce around the United Way campaign. Next Monday morning, we will be at the welcome, the opening for all WRPS employees, so Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. So that's really fun. It's always a little bit nerve-wracking for my volunteer campaign chair each year, because it's the very first presentation they do, and it's about in front of about 700 people. So, you know, it feels like a heavy lift sometimes, but it's actually really great to have the opportunity to get in front of so many people at once.
Oh, you don't get chances like that very often, and it's a cool part of the position, I think.
Yeah, and talk about United Way impact and why people should join us in giving. So that's really, really awesome, and you know, that's just, we're just gearing up, right? We're in the last of the planning stages for Day of Caring, so that stuff's going to be, you know, coming out really soon. Our annual United Way Day at McDonald's is September 25th, so also, you know, coming right up.
Yeah. There's so for me how busy the last couple of months were for you all, it seems a little bit like a chance to kind of regroup a little bit, to kind of plan out the next couple of months, if not until the end of the year, certainly through campaign season. During this time, it feels like a great opportunity for us to reach out to the United Way, whether donations or different ways that we can impact things. Reaching out to 211 is always a good idea to find out not only volunteer opportunities, but maybe some different things that you might need to for you going ahead with the school year and that.
Absolutely. So if there are resources that you need or programs that you want to get connected with, and this can be, you know, maybe you have a personal need, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need access to a program, but it can also be where you have something to offer. So it could be, like you said, volunteering. It could also be, hey, you know, I was going through stuff and I've got a bunch of career clothing. Where could I take that? Or, you know, maybe I've got some furniture that someone else could benefit from, or, you know, whatever the case would be. 211 can help with all of that. And we certainly encourage those phone calls. And it literally is just dial 211. Just like in an emergency, you would dial 911. You can get road conditions at 511. You can call 211 for information and referral. So we, you know, we certainly encourage that and hope that people take advantage of that service, because it is, you know, the database is pretty robust. We have about 2,800 programs in the database for the 13 counties that we serve. So,
It is a great resource, and I encourage people to take advantage of it. And also, we have our help guide. You know, this is something that comes out each April that we publish, but it is an important resource. And sometimes people like to just have paper in their hand, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, to actually mm-hmm. be able to look at something.
Definitely.
So help guides are available all around the community. I know Pam even has some here out in your lobby. But if you are interested in one of those, or you're listening from a workplace or maybe a civic group organization, and you would like to have some help guides on hand, you just give us a call 211. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us at the office at 715-421-0390.
Find out more by going to their website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media and get ready, because we are getting closer and closer to campaign season, and it is go time, and we have a lot of fun during that time. We're looking forward to you guys, your United Way day at McDonald's, and some other fun things that we're going to work with you on and have some fun with throughout the year. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a good campaign season. We're going to do some good and raise some great money for our community. Terry, you actually just kind of like, I was going to go right to break, but you said something that reminded me, calling 211 and some of that. And again, 211 is your resource. Be sure to keep that in mind and saved in your phone. Does anybody out there remember calling a phone number to find out the time?
Oh, yeah. Time and temperature. It was called time and temperature.
Time and temp.
It was like 423. What was it? 4444?
I'd forgotten all about that. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if that still exists, just for the heck of it. And it does. There's something that does.
What is the number?
I got the phone number. Well, it's a weird number.
Oh, so then it's not.
It's not the old school number.
Solaris, like Wisconsin, you know, our local telephone company used to do this.
They probably have something still. But what I found when I threw it into the search engine was one that it just gives you a let's find out here. I'm going to call it. Let's go ahead and put it on speaker here. Let's see what happens. Oh, it's just a ticking. It's literally just a tick.
Observatory master clock at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 9:16:30.
Why did it give you Eastern time, but it's giving you
it was going to run through them. All right, so you can still do that. Now, I don't know if you're calling from a cell phone, if that really helps you, because you probably got the clock right there, but still, it's that's kind of cool that still exists.
That is crazy. But we did hear, you know, back in the day, we used to have a local number where you could call, and it was automated like that, but it was our local, you know, it was a local number. But yeah, that is too funny. Sometimes we do get you know, kind of random calls, which sometimes you think are kind of silly, but clearly there's a challenge. But somebody will call, you know, and they'll ask that, like, you know, what time is it or something regard, and it's like, well, you're calling from a cell phone.
You really just need to look down. just look down at the phone for a second, sir.
But sometimes a little reminder is good.
Absolutely. We are going to, it is 8:17 on the clock right now for everybody. We are going to take a time out. We'll come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars. Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the fairgrounds in Marshfield have been in use since the mid-1800s when the site hosted a horse-driving park? The idea for the fair started on the streets of Marshfield in the early 1900s, not long after an association formed to sell memberships as a way of financing the conversion of the horse-driving park to a new permanent fair site. The first building on the grounds, the world's largest ride
Brown Barn, still in use more than 100 years later. Take a peek at the unique structure, catch 4-H'ers in action, food and games, and purchase a grandstand entertainment ticket, and your admission to the fair is free. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth, a chance to share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Marshfield area, and more. Plus, sign up for your local newsletter for more real news and great conversation. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday, August 25th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
It's time to do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. And not for nothing, but you want to go ahead and check out their Facebook page. Be sure to like that page. Keep up to date on the good things they're doing over there. But if you haven't done so already, check out their website, El Cafe at elcafewi.com, elcafewi.com. Not only there will you see a great their whole menu and all kinds of other fun things, but you can get a really good look at the place, a lay of the land a little bit, if you will, and check out more about them. Go ahead and check out our friends at El Cafe. Buy local, support those that support this community, everybody. Big thank you to our friends at El Cafe, because not only do they sponsor this here segment, but they give us an opportunity at the beginning of every month to send some of you of our winners over there as we grab the names out of our qualifiers and send some people over there with two $20 gift certificates to kick off their month. Big thank you to El Cafe for that. And big thank you to all of you for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. We've got a nice list today. Keep getting them to us. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up 715-424-2600. Join the conversation. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Let's dive right in. And let's see. Terry, I need a one or a two.
One.
All righty. And give me a one through three.
Three.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. We got our qualifiers. First up, we get to put the spotlight on Betty Perkins.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day, Betty. Hope it's a good one for you. You are our sole qualifier for today.
Oh, cool.
On Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to Darren Rojinski.
Happy birthday, Darren.
Darren, an old high school friend. Darren's a great guy. Wishing you a good day, D. Hope you have a great one. Enjoy your day, Darren. And we wish a happy 28th anniversary to our qualifiers, Larry and Katie Brandt.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Happy 28th, you two. That's a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. We hope it's a fantastic day for you. I'd celebrate all weekend long. And then on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to another old friend of mine, Corey Knipple.
Happy birthday, Corey.
Corey and his brother Aiden, along with that whole Knipple family, old friends of mine over in the Kellner area. I say a good morning to all of them and wishing you good health, Corey. Hope you're doing well. And we say a good morning and a happy birthday to Aspen Miller.
Happy birthday, Aspen.
It's a great name. Aspen Miller. That's a good name. Enjoy your day, Aspen. Oh, it's a good one for you. And our qualifier on Sunday, Gail Gibbons.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Another great name.
I just had lunch with Gail, actually.
Oh, really?
Recently. Yeah, well, her husband is in our Rotary Club, and so she joined him for Rotary on Monday.
That's cool.
This last week. So, very cool. Yeah, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Gail, and you're our qualifier for Sunday. Again, everybody, thank you so much for getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We take a look at our celebrity list for today for this August 23rd. Taking a look here. Rick Springfield is 75.
Oh, yeah.
Soap opera turned rock star, Jesse's Girl, a couple of, I think.
I love that song.
Yeah, I know he had that hit. I thought he had something else, too. I know he acted a little bit. some people no longer with us, like Keith Moon, former legendary drummer of The Who, born in 1946, passed away in 78. River Phoenix, born in this day in 1970, passed away way too darn young in 1993. I thought when it came to up-and-coming actors, when it came to the next Robert Redford, the next Paul Newman, somebody like that, I genuinely thought River Phoenix might be that. He was that kind of talented and that kind of, like, passion for the game, you know? He actually worked with Robert Redford and Sidney Poitier in a movie. And the two of them, after his passing, talked about how he was just one of these kids that just really loved to be on set, really appreciated what he had, and really wanted to get better at this. He played a young Indiana Jones in the third Indiana Jones movie or something. And Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg enjoyed it so much that there was going to be a spinoff of a young Indiana Jones starring River Phoenix. And unfortunately, with his passing and everything, it just never came to be. But I was just a gigantic fan of that young man. And I don't think about it every day or anything, but when his birthday comes up, I think about it and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, and it also just goes to show you that there's, you know, always something else going on under the surface.
So true.
And you need to be, you know, we need to be thoughtful about that.
So true. I think that if you look at the history of cinema, you're going to find a lot of amazing dancers over the years. A lot of people light on their feet, smart feet, Gregory Hines and Sammy Davis Jr. and so many. But I think that even they would tell you the greatest dancer we'll ever see on screen is Gene Kelly, born in this day in 1912, passed away in 1996, lived a long life.
Yeah.
Magnificent dancer. Really, such a good dancer that basically Gene Kelly changed the way dance was filmed. Not only from his own choreography and working with directors and cinematographers, but the idea, Singing in the Rain, it's a classic, and most everybody knows it and everything, but nobody had done anything like that at the time. And with the black and white, with the filming and the lighting that they had back then, in order to pull that off, they had to have a billion things go right. And Gene had to hit the mark, like, you get one, two takes, maybe, that's it. I'm guessing one take. I doubt they had two takes on it. So, I mean, it's not just delivering your lines, it's hitting your choreography, it's hitting your marks, it's all these different things, which was nothing to Gene Kelly. Like, just a complete natural.
He's
kind
of like, I'll be hitting it. You make sure all of you are hitting it, right?
Yeah. Just incredible performer, dancer, and entertainer.
Hey, you know what? We got to go back a minute.
Okay.
Rick Springfield, 75.
Yeah, that is insane. Yeah, that threw me. I'm glad you went back to that, because that threw me too.
Like, I'm just sitting here like, wait a minute.
I just kept
what?
Moving, but yeah, that was like, wait okay. a minute. When all did right. that happen? When did that happen? Yeah. And one other person no longer with us, born on this day, Kobe Bryant, born in 1978, passed away in 2020. Again, way too young. One of the more heartbreaking things I can think of in the last 20 years was that whole situation.
Yeah, for sure.
And I try to remember in those moments of what Kobe Bryant was in the last years of his life, because he was a polarizing character in many different ways, especially as an athlete. But I think that in the short amount of time, he had on this planet, he was able to show you what it means to own your life, to learn from that life, and how you can be have a better life. And Kobe Bryant was, like, in a day and age where people just double down, and instead of owning up to something, they're like, no, they're wrong, not me, and things like that. Kobe Bryant owned his past, and that doesn't forgive anything, but he definitely owned it to the point where he was so focused on his girls and his little his daughters and what he was doing for women's sports and the level he was going to hopefully women's sports didn't need him. But he was a wonderful ambassador and mm-hmm. coach in that. And
for sure.
I was so looking forward to seeing. I liked Kobe, and then there was a stretch I didn't like him. And then the last years of his life, so like, oh, dang it, I like this guy.
Yeah, and like having kids changes the perspective.
Really,
right?
Does. I mean, really does.
I think it was cool.
I would have loved to have seen what he could have done on that level. Looking at Saturday birthdays, let's take a quick look at those for August 24th. Let's see here. Dave Chappelle's 51. Again, another guy who a little back and forth, but incredibly hilarious and very funny guy. Let's see here. Cal Ripken Jr. is 64 on Saturday. Ah, baseball Hall of Famer. Didn't miss a day of work over 16 years. Now, there are millions of people that do that every day, but Cal did that on a big stage. So it's interesting in baseball and in time management and so many of these things. But when you talk about most unbreakable records in sports, I got to think that it's that one. It's Brett Favre's consecutive game streak. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine any quarterback coming close to that Brett Favre streak. And I can't imagine anybody even getting within a couple thousand games of Cal Ripken's streak, yeah, especially cool. In this day and age. That's pretty cool. And Steve Guttenberg is 66 tomorrow. How is Steve Guttenberg younger than Rick Springfield? How did that happen? What happened there? I don't understand.
You know.
Let's go ahead and take a quick call here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, I forgot to call. This is Barb. My brother Dick Engelbright's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Dick.
Hey, happy birthday, Dick. We wish you a great one. And I'm adding him to the list, Barb.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Have a great day, Barb. That was great. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. We
happy
appreciate
birthday, Dick.
That. Keep those coming, everybody. Even if you've got... You
have the best sister ever.
You really do. You really do have the best sister ever, man. Yeah, yeah. And a happy birthday to you. And we take, again, a quick look at birthdays on Saturday. Let's see. Billy Ray Cyrus is 63 on Saturday. Claudia Schiffer is 54. Wow. Oh. Now, I almost thought she'd be older for some reason. I don't know. I'm all over the place with ages today. Tim Burton is 66. Wonderfully Strange director, Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands. Michael Keaton's Batman. So many great movies Tim Burton has done over the years. Incredible artist. Gene Simmons is 75 on Saturday as well. Lead bassist for Kiss. And Sean Connery would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday, born in 1930, passed away in 2020. For many of us, the James Bond. You know, everybody else is just fighting for second place.
I agree.
And Regis Philbin would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday, born in 1931, passed away in 2020. I can't believe it. Regis had a stretch there.
I don't even think of that when I
think of him. I think of Dana Carvey basically impersonating Regis Philbin. That's what I think of. Yeah, but he was great. Regis was great at what he did.
I think of him with, now I can't think of her name. Not
Kathy
Kelly.
Kathy. Yeah. They had a run there, those two. And that is for Sunday birthdays. That is going to do it for our Sunday birthdays. One more time, we're wishing everybody out there a great birthday and anniversary. Enjoy yourselves and head on over to El Cafe. They're just there waiting for you. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Keep in mind, they got a great classic, and it's becoming more and more popular, Friday Fish Fry over there.
That sounds fabulous.
Check that out, everybody. And we'll be back with our Star of the Day from Culver's right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson's Democratic National Convention speech this week is stoking speculation about a job for him in a Kamala Harris administration.
I hear that from everybody else except for the Harris folks, so.
Johnson has been Milwaukee's mayor since 2021.
I'm very happy as mayor of our city. I think there's plenty of opportunity in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin.
On stage at the DNC, Johnson talked about how the bipartisan infrastructure law is revitalizing black neighborhoods. A labor dispute in Canada is stopping railroads that serve Wisconsin. The Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern Railroads are locking out workers this week. The railroads carry agricultural, manufacturing, and industrial freight. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The female lynx at Wildwood Zoo has died. The Marshfield Wildwood Zoo announces the passing of Lexi, the female lynx. She was 19 and a half years old and considered to be a geriatric cat. Lexi had started to become uninterested in food and acting oddly. The zoo staff performed an exam under anesthesia, and Lexi was visibly struggling. The staff made the difficult decision to euthanize her as a quality of life decision. Lexi had several pre-existing conditions, including a heart murmur, diabetes, kidney disease, and arthritis. The beloved lynx will be missed for her independent spirit and tenacity. Members of VFW Post 2534 will be distributing Buddy Poppies today and tomorrow throughout Wisconsin Rapids. You'll find them at various businesses in the city. Donations help veterans or their dependents throughout the nation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers face the Oakland A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in Oakland. They got shut out yesterday in St. Louis 3-0. The Cardinals' Miles Michaelis held the crew to just a pair of hits through six innings. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I coached Miles in 2013 in Tucson. I know a lot about him, and I know his ability to pitch. He went overseas and with the Texas Rangers, really learned how to pitch, and then all of a sudden really learned some things, and then got a big contract. He's been a great pitcher, and he's very capable of that, and he dominated us today.
High school football, over 360 high school teams kick off their season tonight as part of the statewide WIAA competition. NFL, Packers and Ravens tomorrow at Lambeau Field, kickoff at noon. Matt LaFleur.
It's always great to go against a competitive team like the Baltimore Ravens, one of the premier teams in the National Football League. We're just looking to competing against them and getting better today.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Teach Schwab.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison Curdfest rep Peter Nickel. Civic Media's Terry Bell gives us a recap of the DNC, and it's a bar band Friday night featuring MaxSync Radio's Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we do every Friday in this time slot is play a famous TV theme song. You call up as long as you've won anything in 30 days, 424-2600, 424-2600. Call up, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That's two kids' meals, that's two adult meals, that is free Culvers, baby. You can't beat that.
That sounds fabulous.
We say a big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers who support this community, and wherever you have a Culvers, you've got a Culvers that is supporting their area. Big thank you to the team at Culvers and the great work that they do over there.
And you know, if you've never tried lemon ice, It's a seasonal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try it.
I've had a couple people tell me that.
Fabulous.
One.
I love it.
Yeah, that is one of those ones that a number of people I know have enjoyed that way. I got to try that. Now it's time, everybody, for you to win some free callers. Get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV theme song this is from. Come on. I had this set up.
Gotta get the
there it is.
The little hamster running in the wheel.
Yeah, come on, hamster. Definitely 80s.
Well, I was gonna say you picked an oldie.
Yeah.
I loved this show.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Let's see if we have ourselves a qualifier winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
That's that one with Tony Danza.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got it. So who's the boss?
Yeah, yeah, nice job. Yeah.
Nice job. That was close enough. Nice work.
You know, when you said that, it was literally the part of the starting right where he's coming through with the vacuum.
Yeah,
I'm like, who doesn't love Tony Danza?
Yeah, who's the boss? That's,
yes. Nice
brain freeze there.
That's all right. We'll take it.
That's all right, sir. Thank you so much for calling. What can I get your first name?
Yeah, this is Timothy.
Thank you so much for playing along. We
nice
appreciate
job. You can go
to
Culver's and get a brain freeze.
There you go. Yes, yeah.
Not a concrete mixer.
Mm-hmm.
Love those mixers, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now you can go ahead and pick one up and while you're there, Timothy, because we'll have these up front with Pam. Thank you so much for playing along, man. We know your name. You know ours, so you know where. You can come by and pick these up anytime Monday through Friday, okay?
Yeah, I know, Pam. So thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That was great. That was fantastic. This was a classic one, Terry. Not only a classic show, a classic theme song back when they had theme songs still.
I loved this show. And they were, once they got to the cycle of reruns,
mm-hmm.
it was always on when we, like in elementary school, when we got off the bus. You know, so we'd have a snack
right.
after school,
yes.
and this was on.
I forgot all about that.
And what? And Thundercats.
Thundercats. Go!
Which is not necessarily me. My brother loved that, but he was like, I don't know if they were back to back. Which one was on first? But we'd get off the bus, you know, run in the house for a snack and have this on.
I seem to remember G.I. Joe and Transformers. I don't know if I have that right or not, but I feel like they were on right after when you got home from school.
Oh, I don't remember
exactly.
We lived in the country, so we didn't have cable. You know, we just had 7913, so we just got what we got.
Yeah, yeah. We will have another chance for you to win some free Culvers next Friday, right in this time slot. Be listening, everybody. Again, a big shout out to Tim and listening and playing along and winning. Thanks to our Wisconsin Rabbits Culvers.
And if you put that all together, it's whistening.
Yes, it's a new thing I'm inventing called whistening, yes. You keep on whistening out there, everybody. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Come one, come all to the Adams County Fair going on now through Sunday. Free gate every day. Enjoy exhibits, animal shows, live music, and delicious fair food. Don't forget to check out the carnival and exciting grandstand action every night at 6 p.m. The livestock auction will be held Saturday afternoon with a free family outdoor movie at dusk. Things wrap up Sunday afternoon with a demo derby at 1 o'clock. Find a full schedule of events online at AdamsCountyFairWI.net or follow us on Facebook. Hours of fun, lifetime of memories. The Adams County Fair going on now through Sunday. See you there.
WFHR invites you to join David Farmbrough of Caldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. The next show is coming up and we'll be talking about topics that matter to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So if you're looking forward to welcoming David Farmbrough to the show and taking your questions, be sure to tune in every second Tuesday of the month right here on your locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Playmakers is brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Be the hero in your family or community with Wham Incorporated, your home for customized team apparel. Tune in to Playmakers Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and never miss a play.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid-80s by Sunday. Partly cloudy, muggy with a high in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James taking you through. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour. Got some fun stuff to do. So 9 o'clock hour, going to be jam-packed. We'll have some entertainment news in there for you. We will also get into some other fun topics a little bit later in the 9 o'clock. State Fair Husband Calling Contest I want to talk about. We've also got a silly criminal to talk about and some good news of the day for you. Plenty more along with entertainment news and what's new on your small and new on your big screen. We'll get into four ways to get ready for fall in a moment, Terry, but we got to talk about this study real quick. Because this is an interesting one. A study found one major thing that can make men live longer.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
That's a perfect response.
How much longer?
Let's figure that part out here. Getting married. Getting married helps men live longer. Researchers in Canada track...
Okay, let's just stop. Naturally, because you'd probably take your medication right if you had someone...
So
if you were married to someone
so
right now.
So true. So true.
Okay. All right, carry on.
I cannot argue that one. Researchers in Canada tracked 7,000 people for several years and found men who were married or who got married during the study were twice as likely to, quote, age optimally compared to guys who stayed single. They defined optimal aging as not having any serious physical, mental, or emotional issues that kept you from living a happy life into your old age. They think marriage helps because your spouse tends to encourage you to adopt healthier behaviors, like quitting smoking, exercising regularly, and those things. Married men also report higher levels of happiness overall and had much more social support.
Wow.
Funny enough, though, women who got married didn't see any huge health benefits. It didn't seem to hurt them either, though. So there's
fair,
that part
right?
of it. There was that part of it. The lead author of the study thinks it's because women just tend to have more experience maintaining their health and well-being independently. Or in other words, they don't need the help. That said, something men can do to help their wives live longer is just don't die. One thing that did have a negative effect on how women aged was losing their spouse or getting divorced. So, you know, try to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I can see that.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Did you say that this was done in Canada?
Hey, dude, you might also benefit, you know, taking your medication the right way.
I take my medication the right way all the time. You women that put the stress on us men that end up having to take this medication.
The study was done in Canada, Kev. Yeah, it was.
So what's your point?
Was it done by a woman?
It was done by researchers in Canada. Nicely done. Nicely done by you. I would love to know a little more of the actual notes on this or the details on this one, actually. Yeah.
I mean, I'm doing this all in fun, you know.
Oh yeah.
And plus, because Terry's on. I mean, she put enough stress on my life when we worked together.
For the love, are you kidding?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, Kev. We'll talk sometime, man. We'll talk.
Hey, stinky feet, pipe down over there. Okay, so really, Kevin? I mean, what? I think that probably being married prevents you guys from sitting around in your sweatpants eating Doritos all day.
Drinking
beer.
I cannot speak for other men, but I will definitely say that when I have been in a serious relationship and had somebody...
You eat better?
I eat better. I am in better shape, et cetera, all the above. I cannot argue this one. But I also am an outlier. I am not great at taking care of myself. I've never have been very good at it. Others, sure. Myself, not so much. So it does help people like me, I think. I think that's partners in general. Friends can even do that for you. You have a good friend looking out for you and stuff. But this does hit something. My father used to always say, Jimmy, it's not true that behind every strong man is a stronger woman. It's beside every man, a strong man is a stronger woman. They stand beside each other. They build each other up. But it's probably leading the way. Yes, yeah, it might be. It might be. It's certainly leading the way to the doctor's office, apparently, and getting you your checkups and everything.
All right. And I agree with that, but I don't know. I just don't know if you have to be married to live longer. I think if you have a good supporting cast, I think that's the key. I mean,
I got a feeling, everybody, I'm going to be able to do some data on this one and be able to tell you, what happens when a guy doesn't get married and everything. We'll go ahead and check in with me in about 10 years. We'll see how this is going. We'll see.
What about adding on being a grandparent? You're going to be up and running. You're going to want to,
See, yeah, that is going to keep me young. I have no doubt that's going to keep me young. I'm so looking forward to that. I actually just had dinner with Bria and her husband yesterday and stuff. And it's so adorable, wonderful to see your oldest, but your young, having a baby. Like, it's just the wildest thing in the world. And it's also just one of the most unique, beautiful things that I'll ever experience in my life. I've already hit up my other kids about, like, hey, how you guys, what are you guys doing?
But now you just heard that, and he still couldn't take his medicine right this morning.
Yes, it's very true. It's very true. So, well, maybe that's what this little bambino will be able to do. You know, maybe the little guy will be able to help me with it. I don't know. Maybe it'll help me keep in check. That's for sure. But I do think kids keep you young. I don't know if marriage does, but I do think kids keep you young. I do think for sure. Kev, always good talking with you, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. See you, Kevy.
Save that voice for Playmakers tonight. We'll meet you back here. We weren't able to have a Playmakers on Wednesday. Oh. Apologize to the audience for that. We will be here Friday. We will be here tonight. Get you ready for not only the high school football season, but we'll be hanging out and having some fun this tonight. It's going to be a blast. And we'll talk to Kev maybe a little bit later.
I mean, this article is probably spot on.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with it. I don't see the necessarily the negative part of it or anything.
No.
I do think that one thing that stands out to me, though, is the idea that this didn't benefit women that much, in part because women are at least according to the article and from what I have learned from my mother and sister and others, have to be much more in tune with their body and taking care of themselves.
And in general, are probably more the nurturers. Mm-hmm. I mean, not always, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like caring always others around them first.
It's kind of an interesting study, but also very funny. Very funny. And nice work by Kevin. Yeah, that was great. I got here for... Yeah, we have four ways to get ready for fall, everybody. And it does not involve a pumpkin spice latte.
Oh, come
on. It does
on.
Not. I do not no see
pumpkin
that
spice
on here.
Anything?
Nothing. I see nothing but pumpkin spice related on here. I do see that they mention the quote, PSL. I'm not calling it that, though. I'm not calling it that. But they do reference it. Here are four tips to get ready for fall, everybody. For autumn, one of the great, my favorite season. Is it your favorite or summer? Your favorite, or I mean, winter.
Summer.
Your favorite. Winter.
I don't
is your
even
favorite.
Know you at all.
I mixed up that.
Okay.
I mixed that up.
Okay. I would say fall is probably my number one,
okay.
but winter's close behind.
I do love autumn. Create a fall bucket list. Make a list of all the activities you want to do in the fall season. Stuff like hiking, apple picking, baking, hitting up a pumpkin patch, or trying new fall foods.
Great idea.
All good stuff. I
Great
like
idea.
All of those. I've never thought of that before. I like the idea of that.
Something really fun that maybe people haven't experienced, thinking about visiting some of those things in the area. So the Auburndale High School, they have a little school forest right behind their school.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They do a little haunted, it's not scary though, a little haunted Halloween walk.
Oh, cool.
And that last year they had 300 jack-o'-lanterns that they carved that were throughout this little walk that you can do. They have a little corn maze, but it's a really great fundraiser for their school. So it's something to, keep on your radar. I haven't seen the date for this year, but it's usually, right before Halloween, a couple weekends before, super close, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's definitely in our listening area, but that's just one of the things that popped in my mind because we've done it for 2 years and it's fabulous. And I recommend it to, anybody and families of all ages.
If any of my friends are listening, make a mental note. We're doing that.
That's really cool.
I can't wait to do that. I know I've heard of it in years past. I just have never gotten up there. I'm
Super
definitely
fun.
Doing that this year. And are you a list person? I know I am. I'm a big list
guy.
I like the idea that what they said there about making a fall bucket list. I don't know why, but that really hit me. That's pretty cool. I like that. Yeah, get on that, everybody. And I mean, my God, there are very few states that are better in autumn than Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere in this state and not enjoy the beautiful weather. I mentioned I go to Point at least once a week, go and see Bree and all this. And the trip from Rapids to Point is one of my favorites. I know it's a silly route and, you know, we don't think much of it because we take it all the time. But if you're taking that back road off the highway down there, and God, the way that it is, there's a couple stretches there in autumn that are some of those beautiful parts of the state, I think.
It is
just
beautiful.
Really cool over there.
You know, a little side note.
Mm.
On my trip to town from home, like, there are some trees changing.
Oh, really? Wow, really? Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, well, and the water situation's been weird for trees this year.
That
but,
part, too.
But yeah. I was like, I think my husband pointed it out. He's like, look at those trees are changing already. I'm like, whoa.
Update your wardrobe. While the weather is still warm, it's a good time to make sure you have everything you need when fall really sets in. You might be able to score a deal on coats or raincoats or any of the above.
And I mean, who doesn't want something new in their
Why
wardrobe?
Not? Yeah, seems like a good idea. Refresh your space. Spring and fall are good times to declutter and organize your home and your life. Get rid of anything that you no longer need or pack away the summer gear that you won't use again.
Well, good idea. I have to say that earlier this week, one of my children accused me of being a hoarder.
Oh, those are fight words.
That's fighting words in my house, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I gotta say, though, that's some braveness on their part. That was pretty brave on their part. I don't know if I'd be throwing that around.
So, you know, then I'm like, do I just hunker down or do I actually keep purging stuff?
Yeah, or do you go the opposite route?
You're not going to say I'm a hoarder.
You think that's hoarding. I'll show you.
Wait till you come back and your bedroom's full.
I was just going to say, your room's going to be chock full. Don't bother looking at the closet. I like the idea of that whenever you can do those things. Now, I will say, I thought growing up, my mom tended to do a lot more of that in the winter when we were kind of stuck indoors and we had to kind of like face some of that stuff. But maybe I have
See,
that. I remember
our garage, like our house garage, needs a good purge. You know, stuff just piles up, or you said shelf is full of that. So I'd like to get that done this fall yet.
It does seem like a good idea. And finally, find your new routine. If your kids are starting school, your sleep schedule and morning routine are about to change. The sooner you can start the transition, the less jarring it will be when it arrives. That is not just good for you, but good for the kids as well.
I agree with that. When our kids were in elementary school, I always kind of started, you know, not way before, because you don't want to take away a lot of their summer. But even if it's just like a week before, you know, to be like, okay, we're going to start going to bed a little bit earlier. But yeah, it's definitely different. Ironically, for me, it'll be the opposite. Our daughter, who's still in, will be a senior in high school. She actually has study hall first hour, so she doesn't even have to leave home till like 8:30.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I always envy that. I envy the kids that had that.
Like this morning, I was at work at like 6:15. Because she has cross-country practice at 6:30.
Right.
I don't have to drop her off, but if the house is up, I'm up.
Yep.
But it's just kind of funny. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to literally be the only one up in the morning. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. But enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You get some time. You've earned it.
Yeah,
enjoy a little
bit.
That's probably what you'll do. Yeah, you're probably going to work. But do try to enjoy it at least a little bit. You've earned it. I think that all of these are great. I don't know if I have any add-ons. I don't know if I have any outside the lines here of anything else I would add to that other than certainly getting out and about as much as you can and enjoying this weather.
See, I think you should be like enjoying the fall, and all of those things on the list are good, but you also need to be mentally preparing your Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not a bad idea.
That's what I'm busy doing.
My Nana would go buy Christmas gifts throughout the whole year.
I can't
and
do that.
She really had an influence on me with that, because I saw something at the fair for one of my kids, and I was like, oh, I got to get that. And I did. And I was so proud. And I'm driving home from Marshfield, and I'm feeling really good as a dad. I'm like, yeah, I could check that off my list. And I realize it's months until Christmas. And that thing's going to be sitting there just taunting me. And I just want to give it to them already.
Well, you should just do that. No, but you know what my thing is if I start shopping, I mean, maybe now I could, but, you know, let's say throughout the year, I just will keep shopping. Yeah. You know what I mean? It blows my budget.
Yeah.
I'm better off to wait till a little bit closer.
See, the thing that Nana did that I didn't catch was she had a budget. She had a set amount that spend.
But if I start too soon, you know, it's going to be like, oh, well, I could get one more thing. What about that?
I don't know if she had ran into that. I feel like she would have ran into that problem. That would have definitely been something Nana would do.
Some people are pretty disciplined about that, though. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm done with this person. I'm just not even going to think about it. Not even going to look. But yeah, I think I love that list. And I, you know, the bucket list part of it is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and even if you just think through like each weekend of fall to do, you know, one of those things, and you can do so much around here at like zero cost.
Yes.
And totally enjoy fall.
There are so many great things, like you mentioned the Auburndale thing with the pumpkin patch, or what was it? Or
it's the Auburndale High School. It's their school forest.
That's
it. is where they do it. So it's a great event.
Look into that, everybody, because that is going to be a fun one. There's all kinds of great events in our area. Corn mazes are always a blast. Hay rides, those sorts of things. Get out there, enjoy some of that, and enjoy nature. Enjoy some of these things that we've got going on.
Get outside.
They are talking
before you're stuck inside.
Yeah. I did hear them talking about the winter being. We're definitely not going to have a winter like we did last year. We're definitely going to have a lot more snow this year than we did last
year.
From what they're saying, and they're being able to predict. They still don't have the numbers or the data they need to give you a real set idea. But I will say I'm a big fan of the Farmer's Almanac, but it is basically like that.
It's like being a meteorologist.
Well, it's like being.
It's a crapshoot.
It is such a generic kind of thing that you can't really take it verbatim or anything like that. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'll be paying attention to it, looking forward to when that data comes out. Terry and I are looking forward to the 9 o'clock hour. We got some jam-packed fun stuff for you. We're going to get into some entertainment news, let you talk about Dancing with the Stars a little bit. We're going to talk about Dolly Parton's marriage advice. We got that coming up. What's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, all coming up. And we're going to talk state fairs. Not only our Central Wisconsin State Fair, but the State Fair Husband Calling Contests. I want to know what that is. I have not looked into that one yet. I have not looked into it. I don't know what it is. We'll find out together. Coming up here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special.